Joining us now is Coach Tim Smith of the Sweet Springs Greyhounds. Sweet Springs was in a district at Archie this week. They went on the road Tuesday, picked up a big 54-48 win in the first round of districts. Coach Smith, thanks for joining us. Talk about your win at Archie against the Whirlwinds.
Thanks, Travis. I thought the kids came out and played really well. We knew, obviously, in a one-game situation of you lose and you're done. And I thought they playing the host school on their home floor and being the five seed, we came out and I thought we played really well. I thought defensively we did a very nice job. They got a couple big kids that about 6'4", 6'5", that are thick. And we're not a very big team ourselves, but I thought we did a nice job of controlling them for the most part. And they spot up some pretty decent shooters around them. And defensively, I thought we set the tempo early, and then that kind of kick-started our offense too. And it was a good ball game all the way through. And then fourth quarter, we were able to get some leak outs, hit a couple threes, and knock down some free throws late and get out of there with a nice win.
Sounds like you had a great team effort defensively, and a lot of times that's what you have to have in postseason play. Who played well for you guys offensively against Archie?
Our two junior guards, Cole Murphy and Georgie Ortsian, both played extremely well. I believe one had 19 and one had 16 points, and they both had several assists. And I thought they did a nice job of handling Archie's pressure and getting us into the offense, but also looking for their own shots. And those two really played well in the second half and knocked down some free throws late and did a good job of controlling the tempo and keeping it at the pace we wanted to. So those two really had a really nice game for us.
So Thursday, second round of the districts, you turn around and get the one seed, the Crestridge Cougars. Crestridge having probably an all-time great year on the boys' side. You guys played them real tough last week, a game that you had some opportunities to win. Crestridge kind of controls this game from the get-go, comes out with a 53-37 win, hold them to 53. Obviously, defensively, you guys played pretty well, but how was Crestridge able to defeat you that night?
Well, they didn't really do anything different than they did last week. We were unable to put the ball in the basket. You know, Coach Beeler's got a really good team over there. He's, you know, they could even be that much better. I know they lost the McMillan kid before the season. They lost Siegfried a couple weeks ago, and so, but he's got a veteran crew, and they know how to play. They all can shoot the ball really well. They keep you off balance defensively by switching man to zone quite a bit. And we just didn't put the ball in the basket for as well as we shot the ball Tuesday night. We struggled shooting the ball and scoring it on Thursday. Just everything seemed like a step off. A lot of that just a credit to the Crestridge. They seemed like they were a lot better prepared, a lot more ready to play than what we were that night.
Yeah, and if you have a young team, and of course coming off a tough, probably somewhat emotional win on Tuesday, you turn around 2 days later, that's always a tough get, you know, to go back-to-back, you know, high-intensity, high-emotional games. You talked about a couple of your juniors, Murphy and Ortsian, that are returning for your team. Who are some of the seniors that are graduating from the Greyhounds?
We have 27 kids out on the team this year. We returned 24 of them and have a nice eighth grade group coming in too. So we do lose three kids this year. Colton Green was a backup guard for us and did a nice job for us and handled the ball, could shoot a little bit. And then we started two other seniors that were in our system for 4 years, and Jacob Hall and Hunter Sims. Hunter Sims is probably our best defender, and Jacob Hall really came on at the end of the year with his scoring. And both of them guys are going to go play football at Missouri Valley. They're also good baseball players, and basketball is probably their third sport, and they probably tell you that too. But they were just as hard workers as anybody had during the 4 years coaching them. Their attitude was great, and they were tremendous leaders, so they're going to be missed.
Well, Coach, you talked a little bit about the hard work of seniors. You know, it's they seem to practice harder. They seem to care a little bit more, and I think it's because I know that their time's come to the end. But I know you and Zach and Levi are going to do a great job of getting them ready for next year, the kids you have coming back. What are your off-season plans, and what do you hope to achieve going into next season?
Well, we know the kids still have to get in the weight room, get stronger, get bigger. But the two biggest things we focused on last night after the the postseason talk was just, you know, being a competitor, being strong mentally when things don't go your way, and then just, you know, physically, you know, just getting stronger and learning how to, you know, finishing off games, learning how to, we lost so many games that were so close this year, and it's not because we were lacking competitiveness, but it's one of those where, you know, just you got to find a way to win. You know, it's just as well as anybody. It's just, you know, good teams, good upperclassmen, good seniors, you know, those competitors seem to find ways to win those close games. And with as much as we got coming back next year, we feel like we made a huge stride this year from last year. And so we got, you know, like I said, the majority of our team back, and we're looking to take that next step next year. And it's nothing basketball-wise as much as it is just, you know, being mentally ready to play, mentally strong, and then just, you know, getting in the weight room and staying physically strong, because we're going to be putting a lot of seniors out there next year, and could be a good year for us.